about Trump, then it might not really have much of an impact at all. So really, without boiling down to, you know, the actual crosstabs and the actual demographic of those undecideds, it's a little tough. I will say this, it probably won't hurt him at this point. If anything, there's really only potential for upside as opposed to downside.
And by the way, among the undecided in the race, Laxalt extends his support to 56% from 50% when asked how they will lean. Brown loses ground by 2 points among those undecided leaners with 31% support. Let me just ask you, the undecideds, do you get a sense of where they are out there? What is it they want?
Well, you've got two kind of groups of undecideds. You've got the non-major party voters, so, you know, folks that are identify as independent or unaffiliated or libertarian or what have you. And they're kind of mixed, but you've got a large portion of them that are still partisan leaning, left or right. But then you've got this little chunk in the middle, and it's not really so little anymore. It's almost 20% of them, I think, that are true independents, and they really are undecided, and they have really mixed views. For example, they might be generally supportive of abortion, but also very supportive of gun rights. They might be very anti-tax, but they have, you know, sympathetic feelings for, say, student loan forgiveness or what have you. So they've got a really mixed set of issues there. And what it's going to come down to is, when the general election actually gets here, what are the issues that seem to matter the most to them? And right now it's education and healthcare, both of which Republicans could very easily have winning messages on. But who knows? That could potentially change. Obviously, the economy is getting up there, and that does not bode well for the Democrats.
In the gubernatorial race, this is interesting. Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo with 33%, 14% for Joey Gilbert, Dean Heller with 11%. But there remains 25% of voters still undecided. Are you surprised at this late date that there are still people that are on the fence on this thing?
You know, that it's a little surprising it's that high, but I kind of expected there to be quite a bit of undecideds, especially when you see the way that the campaigns have played out. I mean, you've had a lot of people running for governor. You've had Lombardo, who hasn't really taken part in as many events as some of the other folks have. You know, that creates an ongoing back and forth among Republicans. It's not surprising that there's a large group of people saying, you know, I don't know if I know enough about any of these people yet. Tell me more.
One of the interesting things in this Emerson poll, the most important issue facing Nevada, and if you're wondering about health care, it's way down there. The economy, 45%. Immigration, 20%. 12% for education, 8% for crime, and health care at 4%. You tell me, does that jibe with what you're seeing when you talk to people across the state?
Yeah, I mean, more or less. I think, and what's really important is taking that. I'm assuming that was overall Nevadans.
Yes.
And setting that right next to how do the, you know, truly independents, undecideds, nonpartisans feel. And what you'll notice is, wow, education and economy are both very high up on the list. And that should be very good news to Republicans and bad news to Democrats, because regardless of how the state feels overall, it's going to be that kind of middle swing vote that really determines this election. What do they care about? Well, right now they care about two things that the Democrats have a horrible track record on.
More coming up with Michael Shouse, former communication director for NPRI. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:30, as I check out the traffic cams right now, I am looking for some trouble, and I'm having a little bit of trouble trying to find trouble. So you're pretty much up to speed there on the 15, mainly between Sunset and Sahara. Do expect delays, though, as you try to work your way through the construction zone downtown on Interstate 515. That project is going to be continuing through the end of the year. That's between Main Street and Eastern Avenue there on the 515. And you'll tap the brakes there on the transition, those merging from 15 North over to the 515. And look for road work on Nellis tonight. That's between Tropicana and Craig Avenues.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Chuck Sanders with this KMZQ Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions. Baseball Wednesday, the Dodgers pounded the Giants 9-1. Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and Max Muncy each with two RBI. Tony Gonsolin went five innings, giving up a run on three hits, one walk with five strikeouts. The Dodgers have today off. They'll open up a series at Wrigley Field tomorrow. The Giants start a series at home tonight against the Cardinals. The Angels beat the Red Sox 10-5. Jared Walsh, 3-for-5 at the plate, four RBI, two runs scored. The series wraps up today. The Padres split a doubleheader at Cleveland, winning 5-4 in the first game, losing 6-5 in the second. The Padres back home tonight against the Marlins. Tampa shut out Oakland 3-0. The A's visit the Twins tomorrow. NHL playoffs last night. Edmonton shut out the LA Kings 6-0 to even the best of seven at a game apiece. Game three is tomorrow night in Los Angeles. I'm Chuck Sanders with the Sports Flash powered by Pro Insurance Solutions on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The deals are blooming at the JCPenney Spring Sale, starting with an array of doorbusters while they last, like men's and women's jeans from A&A and St. John's Bay. Select styles and washes just $21.99. And Linden Street Performance bath towels in all your favorite colors, only $5.99. Or use your coupon to save an extra 20% across the store. Spring's back, and so are the savings. JCPenney offers valid 37 to 323. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details. Doorbusters excluded from coupons.
How do you make the most of your land? Everyone has their way. The Nelsons depend on their John Deere Gator XUV 835R to get
from point A to point B with decoys and the dogs.
As much as we got going on, it's all about efficiency.
And if you ask the Mosers what they use their Gator XUV 590M for, they tell you
the most fun we have on the Gator is just ripping around the property.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
Political elites like Adam Laxalt, they raise millions from Washington. That's how you know they'll never change it. As Donald Trump showed, sometimes it takes someone new to make real change. I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. I'm not funded by Washington or special interest PACs. I've built a grassroots army of everyday Americans with a people's agenda. It starts with secure borders, because we're not a nation if we can't enforce our laws. And voter ID, because our democracy's at risk when we can't protect the vote. We need classrooms that teach our children, not indoctrinate them with anti-American ideology. We need real private sector jobs, not socialist agendas. We need energy independence, and we need to end inflationary spending and debt that is pushing families to the brink. The fact is, career politicians can't fix Washington. They broke it. I'm Sam Brown. It's time to elect new conservative leadership for the people.
Paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Inspire Solar Solutions. Call my buddy Thad Alger at 702-518-9646. Find out how you can save money, how you can save 10 to 20% on your NV energy bills beginning right now. Call Thad Alger, 702-518-9646. Michael Schaus joining us, creator of ShousCreative.com. What is Schaus Creative?
Yeah, Schaus Creative is a branding and messaging house, basically. So we'll do everything from graphic design to website creation to content creation. I'm actually doing a couple projects now involving video. But if you've got a story to tell, whether you're an individual or a business, our job is to help you tell it.
Would you dare take on a client that is a politician?
That depends. I guess mostly on A, how much they're paying, and B, whether or not I think they're a dirty, rotten scoundrel or a good person.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
but yeah, we do a lot of policy and public policy stuff. So it's still in the same vein as what I was doing with Nevada Policy.
I got to ask you, because the NFL draft has come and gone. Hundreds of thousands of people showed up down on the Strip. Your thoughts on the NFL draft, and does it prove once and for all that we have come back economically from the pandemic?
Well, you know, there's still a lot of question marks about whether or not we've come back economically. But one thing that it does prove is that, you know, we're lucky in Las Vegas. I mean, it doesn't really matter what happens. Las Vegas remains, and probably will remain for quite a while, a place where the entire world wants to come and visit. And that is good. I know a lot of people talk about diversifying the economy, and certainly we need to do that. But it is nice to see that we have an economy that is resilient enough to, you know, a couple of years after global shutdowns, host something as, you know, big and flashy as the NFL draft. So it's encouraging. I don't think that it says we're back to where we need to be. And certainly the folks that are unemployed still waiting for unemployment checks would probably agree with that.
Again, Michael Shouse joining us, the former communications director at NPRI. I've got to ask you, we've got a Super Bowl coming up in a couple of years, and your thoughts. Was this a good dress rehearsal for that? I mean, are they similar events?
You know, to a certain extent, they are. I think the big thing that it proves is that the NFL is now comfortable with it, right? Because that was always, even before we got the team, that was always one of the question marks, was would the NFL be comfortable with Vegas just in general? And the fact that we now have a team, we've done the draft, and we're going to be hosting a Super Bowl, that seems like more and more people in the NFL are saying, look, this is the future. This is something that we've got to do. Add into that the fact that kind of tells the world that, hey, we can do big events. It's not just your little corporate convention. We can do, you know, F1 racing along the Strip, which is going to be phenomenal. So that brings a whole new level of potential entertainment to the state.
You know, we were talking earlier about endorsements here in the state of Nevada. In Ohio, I am told that Donald Trump right now, after primaries this week, is 55-0. Does that mean that the Trump endorsement does work, not just here in Nevada, but across the country?
Well, I guess I'd have to look at the 55 that he endorsed. Certainly he's got a good track record, and that tells you either it has a huge impact when he does it, or he's been picking certainly the right candidates. And it's probably a mix of the two. I think that, you know, this year is going to be a little bit more of a test for that, simply because of what's going on in the world and how difficult it has been for some Republicans in very swingy states like Nevada to break, say, 50% in the polls. So I don't know. I mean, potentially, I know that the candidates that have received it are really banking on that. But, you know, just because you get an endorsement from Trump, you still have to go out there and you still have to work pretty hard.
And what do you think? Does he run?
You know, I don't think so. There was actually a really interesting piece today talking about both Biden and Trump are probably waiting to see if the other one is going to run, because both think that they could beat the other person. Now, that's going to be interesting. And at that point, you know, there's going to be a lot of folks in this country, if that happens, if you've got a Biden and Trump rematch, there are going to be a lot of folks in this country saying, look, we need younger blood in politics. And they probably wouldn't necessarily be wrong.
And I want to, in our final minute, so I need something reasonably concise. Voter integrity. We all worry about it. These are primaries, not general elections, so it's not something you can blame on the Dems. Are you convinced we will have voter integrity here in Nevada with ballot harvesting and mail-in voting and all the things that are going on around here? Are you convinced, though, that we will get a fair election come June 14th?
Yeah, I think so. I think that you've got enough people watching at this point, given what happened last time. So many people are going to be watching it, so many eyes on it. It's going to be relatively under control.
Let's hope so. If folks want to know more about your company, where can they find you?
Best thing to do, just go on the World Wide Web. Go to ShouseCreative.com, and you'll see everything that we do there. You can also follow me on Twitter, just at ShouseMichael, which is a good way to stay in touch with my political ramblings and columns that I post all over the place.
I love it. Michael, always good. Thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Yep, thank you.
That's Michael Shouse, ShouseCreative.com. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Hi, my name is Sigal Chadha, the conservative Republican for Nevada Attorney General. 2 years ago, I saw Governor Sisolak and AG Ford destroy our civil liberties and use my position as an attorney to fight for all Nevadans. I sued them and got places of worship reopened and sued to ensure that our seniors got priority with COVID vaccines and got the age limit reduced from 75 to 65 years old. I spent the fall litigating our children being masked at schools and took on Sisolak, Ford, and the school district to unmask our kids. I did all this while my opponent collaborated with Sisolak and Ford to keep her dispensaries open while our businesses stayed closed. My opponent has spent over a decade collaborating with Democrats, harming Nevadans, maxing out to Sisolak, Reed, and Cortez Masto. True Republicans don't compromise ideals for money. As Nevada's next attorney general, I will work for you, not special interests. I will work to ensure that the American dream never dies. I'm Sigal Chadha, candidate for Nevada Attorney General, and I approve this message. Paid for by Sigal Chadha for Nevada Attorney General. ChaddhaForNevada.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here with a special message for those of you who've experienced hearing loss. For months now, I've told you about my friends at Quality Hearing Aids. I let you know about the amazing Evolve AI Hearing Aids from Starkey. And while sound quality alone sets Evolve AI Hearing Aids apart from every other hearing aid out there, that wasn't enough for the engineers at Starkey. They wanted to make better hearing effortless. And take it from me, they've done just that. The Evolve AI scans the environment and makes 55 million automatic adjustments each hour. That's 55 million adjustments, and you don't have to do a thing. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids, in business for over 40 years, 30 years here in Vegas. Call 702-369-1321. That's 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
His name is Guy Nora, and he's a Republican running to be Nevada's next governor. And just like Donald Trump, Guy Nora's a different kind of candidate, not a politician, a successful entrepreneur, not just a strong Christian, but someone who fought in the Lebanese Civil War to protect religious freedom and the right for fair elections.
I'm Guy Nora. I want to be your next governor. I'm going to talk to you directly in full honesty and frankness. I'm going to share with you my ideas for turning around Nevada's economy, teaching our kids how great America is, while keeping critical race theory out, and expose the election fraud we all know is there. Instead of asking you for your vote, I'm going to earn it.
Paid for and approved by Guy Nora, 7500 West Lake Mead Boulevard, Suite 9650, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89128, 702-582-9233. Visit NoraForNV.com.
Gunowners of America is here on the ground in Nevada, and we're building momentum. I am Monty Bowen, Pacific Region Director with Gunowners of America, and we are here ready to defend our Second Amendment rights. Elections have consequences, and those consequences can severely impact your right to keep and bear arms. That is why we are working so hard here in Nevada and other states across the country to protect that right. Gunowners of America is the only no-compromise Second Amendment organization with a presence in all 50 states, but we need your help to do it.
We have opened an office here in Las Vegas at 570 South Decatur Boulevard in the Arizona Charlie's parking lot. And we'll be hosting a series of Second Amendment events highlighting how our rights are under assault. We would love for you to stop by, but if you can't make it in person, you can always call us at 725-204-9109 or go to goanevada.com to learn how you can help us join the fight. I look forward to hearing from you. Gun Owners of America, pay for this ad.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekday afternoons, noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The left is experiencing a Roe v. Wade meltdown. I mean, it's not even funny. We played for you the clip of Elizabeth Warren. We'll let you hear it again later on. And they've gone nuclear. But I thought Tucker Carlson put it in perspective last night. He was talking on Fox News. The Justice Sam Alito's Roe opinion is about democracy, not abortion.
Tonight, it's hard to think of a topic in American life that's more divisive than abortion. Abortion's in the news today, obviously, but most Americans, no matter where they stand on it or how passionately they feel about it, don't really want to talk about it because it's just too painful. So with that in mind, for once tonight, we're going to open this show with an issue that unites all of us, and it's democracy. Everybody in America is for democracy. Democracy is the basis of our political system. Both parties support democracy strongly. They often say so. And, of course, the alternative to democracy is bad. It's tyranny, and nobody's for that. So it's heartening to learn that preserving democracy is the main idea, really the only idea, behind Justice Samuel Alito's draft opinion on the Roe v. Wade decision. Virtually everyone in the country has heard about Alito's 98-page opinion since it was leaked on Monday night to Politico. And yet, at the same time, for all the talking about it, almost nobody seems to have any idea what is in it. Nobody's actually read it. Partisans on television keep describing Sam Alito as a hater, somebody who just hates women and hates rights, a sadist whose only pleasure is extinguishing human freedom and happiness, both of which, of course, are predicated on abortion. That's what they're saying about Alito. Now, we're not familiar with Sam Alito's soul, so we can't confirm or deny this either way, but we can tell you, having actually read his opinion, that there is no hint of any of this in what he has written. In fact, there's not even an attack on abortion. He could be pro-choice for all we know. Samuel Alito merely argues that Americans have the right to vote on how abortion is regulated. And for nearly 50 years, Roe versus Wade has prevented voters from doing that. It has taken that right from them. That's it. That's the sum total of the supposedly controversial opinion by Samuel Alito. And if you don't believe it, here's how that opinion concludes. Quote, "The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and the Casey decision abrogated that authority. We now overrule those decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives." End quote.
That's Tucker Carlson last night on Fox News Channel. I thought he was brilliant. That this really is about democracy and giving the people, we the people, the say-so, rather than nine justices or a state legislature in Virginia or someplace like that. One of the things we know is that Democrats are freaking out. I mean, big time. And, gentlemen, Jim, you've been following a story about a planned event for next Wednesday that is a little scary.
It is indeed, because the mob rules, and that's the way the left has been operating for some time now. Now they are announcing there is going to be a protest outside of the perceived six justices on the right side of the political spectrum. And this is a group, Kevin, they call themselves Ruth Set Us, as in Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the dearly departed, who was on the Supreme Court for, 25 years or so.
And by the way, who said this was bad law.
Exactly. And that is an excellent point, because she was one of the old-timers. She was definitely from the left side of the political spectrum, and she ruled that way. But she occasionally, and this is what I like about the Supreme Court, you figure they're in the pocket of whatever their perceived political persuasion is. But every now and then, they'll throw an opinion out there that goes the other way. And I appreciate that. And Ruth was one of those types, but not very often. Bottom line here, Kevin, is they are organizing this Walk by Wednesday, so May 11th, 6 days from now, a week from yesterday. They want to congregate in front of the homes of these, as they put it, six extremist justices. And they want to get more people involved to join their quote-unquote peaceful protest in front of a judge's house. And they call that peaceful.
And by the way, do the neighbors get a say in this at all?
Apparently not, but they leaked online where these people live. And that in itself, I think, is unfair and unjust, but you know the way they work. And they don't even want to stop there. They have tweeted out, whether you're Catholic for choice, ex-Catholic, or of other or no faith, recognize that six extremist Catholics set out to overturn Roe. That's what they said on Twitter.
Are they all Catholic?
And I don't know. I mean, this is what they are saying.
Yeah.
Now, I know Amy Coney Barrett is, because she basically volunteered that information. I have no idea about the other
five.
Yeah, have no idea whether they're Catholic or not, but they're even attacking the Catholic faith here.
That is incredible. So they want to protest next Wednesday in front of all six of these justices. And by the way, John Roberts might vote with a minority. We don't know.
Right. And some of them,
but they're going to protest at his house too.
Some of them live in Maryland. Some of them live in Virginia, so they're not exactly next door to each other. But they do want to have groups at every one of these judges' homes to, try to intimidate them. It happened to Tucker Carlson. Remember what they did to Tucker?
Yep. And scared the living daylights out of his wife and kids.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it didn't work with Tucker, but you keep on doing this, and people are going to be beat into submission.
Well, so what happens? We've got a big chain link fence going up around the Supreme Court building. Are these justices going to have to erect barriers so these people can't get close to the front door?
Now, there are people in Congress that are saying, hey, we need to fund some protection for these people. And I think most, even people on both sides of the fence would say that is a very good idea at this point.
That is just bizarre, though. And what and what's the name of the group again?
It's Ruth Sent Us, as in Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Oh my God, this is getting stranger and stranger. Trust me, it is. More coming up on Live and Local, but first, this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by New Hope Tax Defense. If you've gotten that dreaded registered letter from the IRS stating that you owe the government tens of thousands of dollars in back taxes, call my friends at New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Write the number down. You may not need it today. You might need it tomorrow. 702-483-0220. Make that call right now. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast.
We're not gonna take it.
Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
If he hadn't been bullied as a kid, Joey Gilbert would never have joined the boxing team on a dare in college. If he'd listened to the naysayers, he never would have learned the discipline and willpower necessary to become a 3-time national champion and 4-time All-American. And if he'd rested on his successes as a lawyer and businessman, he never would have heard the call to give back and run for governor. Nevada needs champions. Our schools, businesses, and families need people to stand up and fight for what's right. That's why my dad's running for governor. He'll fight for you the same way he fights for me.
Paid for by Nevada Homestead PAC.
Hey, Chuck, I gotta tell you, I love the fact that I can find out exactly how much I qualify for at Dollar Loan Center even before I need a loan.
People are always curious about how much cash they can get, and it's way better to know this before you're in a pinch. Let's say you don't quite need a loan today, but might every so often, and really just want to find out how much you qualify for and how it works. We do this every day at Dollar Loan Center, and the customers really dig it.
And it's free, right?
Of course. We process your application, let you know how much you qualify for, and then you're ready to go when you need a loan down the line.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, where you can get up to $5,000 in just minutes or just stop in to see how much you qualify for. We have over 50 locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help. You can also apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com.
Licensed by the Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
I'm attorney Glenn Lerner. You never saw it coming. In the blink of an eye, a car wreck has left you seriously injured. You made it to the hospital and you received medical care, but your problems have only just begun.
I'm attorney Kevin Rowe. After the wreck, how are you going to get the money you need to get your car fixed, for medical bills, for lost wages? How are you going to provide for your